Good evening. We're starting a new series on dietary laws. We're going to work off of the book Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hichot Basar B'Chalav, written by Rav Aaron Pfeiffer, who was rabbi in Johannesburg. He came from Bnei Brak, and then he served many years as rabbi in Johannesburg. And he wrote this work a few decades ago, summarizing the laws of meat and milk, the dietary laws. And we're going to work off of the text, more or less. We might skip here and there. I don't think we have to go into all the details, but we're going to try to go pretty much with the text. So we're beginning with the first chapter. The introduction I leave for you to read. It's worth reading the introduction. It's a very short introduction. We're going to start. Should I read the Hebrew and translate? Yes. Gimel pa'amim ne'emar ba'Torah. Three times it says in the Torah, lo tevashel gedi b'chalev imo. Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. V'darshu chazal, and our sages derived from this, echad le'isur bishul, one is a biblical prohibition for cooking. Echad le'isur achila, one is a biblical prohibition for eating it. V'echad le'isur ana'a, and one is to tell you it is biblically prohibited to have derive any benefit from it. So that means if, by mistake, a person cooked meat with milk, they take the mixture and they put it in the garbage. They flush it down the toilet. They cannot feed it to their dog. You may not derive benefit from it. Okay? So meat and milk that was cooked together has to be disposed of without any benefit. If you want to get a job at Burger King, so you have to ask a question. Am I allowed to be making the cheeseburgers? Am I allowed to make meat and milk? We have a prohibition against the actual cooking of meat and milk together. So you'll tell me, well, is it kosher meat? Is it kosher milk? We'll get to all that. But you have to ask the question. So we have a prohibition of cooking them together. We have a prohibition of eating the mixture that's been cooked together. We have a prohibition of benefiting from the mixture that's been cooked together. The Torah says three times, do not cook a goat in its mother's milk. We learn from that three biblical prohibitions. That's rule one. Rule two. ומזה שהוציאה התורה גם האיסור של אכילה והנאה בלשון לא תבשל, being that the Torah worded it three times as don't cook it. So we say, one time tells me not to cook, one time not to eat, one time not to benefit. But wait, the Torah worded it as don't cook. Why did the Torah word it three times as don't cook it together? From here, למדו חזל, our sages derived, דן איסור אכילה וענה מבשר בחלב, אלא באופן שנתבשלו יחדיו. So our sages say, when are you prohibited biblically to eat and derive benefit from meat and milk when they were cooked together? Meaning if I cook a hamburger, not me, someone cooks a hamburger, and then they put cheese on the burger, that's not the biblical prohibition. The biblical prohibition is cooking them together. Okay? So the Torah worded it as lo tevashel. From here we say the biblical prohibition, the prohibition that makes it prohibited for even deriving benefit, that's for cooking them together. But what happens if they got mixed? But they weren't cooked together. Or even if they were pickled together. So they made a meat and milk beef jerky. Okay? So they pickled the meat and milk together. And we're going to see, as we continue our studies, Bezrat Hashem, in a few months, we will learn that kavush kimvushal, pickling, is considered like cooking. We halachically, we consider pickling like cooking. In many areas of halacha, but even if they were pickled together, mutarin min haTorah afilu beachila kal vachomer b'ana. The Torah did not prohibit eating them together. The rabbis prohibited it. We're not allowed to. We know that. But the Torah prohibited cooking together. The Torah did not prohibit eating a cheeseburger. Okay, if there was meat and a piece of cheese on top, they weren't cooked together. So then the Torah didn't prohibit eating it. The Torah's prohibition was when they were cooked together. Ho'il v'abishul mitzad atzmo asu, but the Torah prohibited the cooking itself. Lachen asu min haTorah levashel basar b'chalav afilu lekelev or legoy. So a person would be prohibited from cooking them together, even for a dog. Even if a non-Jew tells you in their house they want you to cook it, they want you to cook meat and milk together, it's prohibited. You're not even allowed to turn on the fire when a non-Jew is cooking his meat and milk together, you're not allowed to turn on the fire. So people make bacon, right? They make bacon with butter, right? So there you have meat and milk together. You have the butter, you have the bacon. You're not allowed to turn on the fire.
What if you've been cooking on the flame and you didn't put it on?
You didn't do anything. That's fine. And even if you don't know what's cooking in the pot, you don't know what's there, you're not allowed to turn on the fire. Shema yesh baktiram basayim chalav, because you have to be concerned. Maybe that's what he's cooking. He puts the pot on the fire and he says, can you turn that on for me? If you don't know what's there, you're not allowed to turn it on. Because it might be bacon with butter, right? And then it's a biblical prohibition to turn on that fire. I'm not allowed to cook meat with milk. So I'm also not allowed to turn on the flame under meat and milk that are cooking together. I'm not allowed to put the pot on the fire. I'm not allowed to turn on the fire under the pot. Okay, so today we learned three biblical prohibitions. There's a biblical prohibition to cooking them together. Once they've been cooked together, there's a biblical prohibition in eating them or deriving any benefit from them. So if my next door neighbor brings me over ham was a bad example, because we're going to see that the biblical prohibition is only for kosher meat with kosher milk, and ham is not kosher meat. Okay, so that was a bad example. Assuming your neighbor takes your kosher meat and he wants to make himself a hamburger, a burger, and you don't know if he's cooking it with butter, so you can't. If he tells you, here's my leftover meat, you wouldn't be allowed to give it to your dog either. You're not allowed to benefit from it. You don't know if he cooked it with butter on his in his pot or whatever.
But even if it's non-kosher meat and non-kosher milk, it's forbidden.
It's not biblically forbidden. So then the question is, am I allowed to benefit from it? And the answer will often be yes. Meaning, working at Burger King, I don't know what their burgers are made out of. I don't know if they're buying Hebrew National. I don't know what they're buying. Basar v'chalav shenitbashlu yachdav asurim v'ana b'chol ofen. If meat and milk were cooked together, then under all circumstances they're prohibited. V'en evdelim goy bishlam afin nitbashlu ma'alem b'mikre. It doesn't matter if a non-Jew cooked them. It doesn't matter if you had your meat cooking on the fire and a bottle of milk spilled into the pot and it just happened. No one did it. It happened on its own. The wind blew the milk to tip over into the pot. V'tzich lashlicham lebet hakiseh. He says, put him in the, pour it into the toilet, or lekovram, or bury it. V'afilu lotet lekelev shel hefker asur. You're not even allowed to give it to a dog that's a stray dog out there. You'll say, no. Shekol hanao yishtamshut mehem asurah. You're not allowed to use it at all. No benefit. Meat and milk that were cooked together, the Torah prohibits any benefit. So today we learned the first four halachot of meat and milk. And we're going to continue Bezat Shem tomorrow with which type of meat, which type of milk. Slowly we're making headway. So the first things we learned were about the prohibition of cooking meat and milk together.